Wake up and win in your business and life. Welcome to the Wake Up Wednesdays podcast with your host, Lucrece Aguzzi. Hello, world changers. Welcome to this episode of the Wake Up Wednesdays podcast. Today, I have the pleasure of having an author, a speaker, an artist, well-known in the South Florida community, just bringing the gospel, helping, you know, bridge the gap and helping us to wait for the one that God has for us. So without further ado, let us please welcome Charisse Morris to the podcast. Welcome, Charisse.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. So I'm so excited about this episode because this is a topic that we should talk about as women of God, as Christian women. The topic of dating and the topic of relationships, how it's important to cultivate the right relationships in all the seasons of our lives. So my first question to you, why is it important to cultivate great relationships?
So great relationships are important as a whole because we need relationship in this life. God made us to have relationships, and you get to work on your character, your interpersonal skills. You get help, you get assistance. You know, when you look at the Bible, honestly, when you think about it, God created man in his image and likeness, and he fellowshiped with Adam every day, and, you know, every single day. And then when Adam, after some time, God said, hey, it's not good for him to be alone. Let me get him a helper. And so then Eve came into play. And so relationship is just God's plan. It's just he's established us, to be in relationship and to be in family and community. So it's important.
Awesome. And my next question is so, so important. Like, can you choose to marry? My question is, like, can who you choose to marry affect your destiny? And tell us how it can affect both positively and negatively.
So the answer to that is definitely going to be yes. It can affect your destiny, the person that you choose, because marriage is definitely a choice. God doesn't force anyone to marry. And you do have to be cautious as you are when you make that decision. It's like one of the most important decisions you can make in your life, besides becoming a born again Christian. The second one is, who are you going to walk this life with, you know? And so, yeah, it can affect you negatively. So how examples of that would be, if you choose the wrong person, of course, it could delay your destiny, like make it harder. Like, you could find yourself going through cycles because the person that you've yoked yourself with or linked yourself with, you know, they're not on the same page as you. And so it'll cause longer for you to walk in whatever it is that God's placed on your life. I don't think it could stop your destiny. I definitely don't think marrying the wrong person or choosing someone that may not have been the best person can stop your destiny, because destiny is really walking in obedience to the assignment that God has placed you on this earth for. And you can do that. It just will be harder for that person to execute, you know? And then if you choose a good partner, if you marry someone that's a good choice, then it'll make it easier for you, because the Bible says, how can two walk together unless they are in agreement? So if they're in agreement with you, you know, if you guys are on the same page, then it's definitely going to be a lot easier. I'm not going to say you won't have hardships, because the truth is, in marriage, it's two becoming one. And so that's also a process. So the left foot and the right foot walk together, but they're not the exact same foot. So they're still different. So, but definitely choosing a good mate, and choosing a godly mate, and choosing someone that has the similar calling as you, a complementary calling, it'll make it so much easier. And so take your time.
Absolutely. All right. Now, your opinion. I've heard a lot of debate. Some people think dating is the right way. Some people think courtship. Some people think both. There's a lot of debate and, I guess, terms regarding that. What's your take on that? Dating or courtship? Which one is the best way, in your opinion?
So I'm going to keep it real with your audience out here. I'm a 80s baby. And of course, I grew up in the 90s. And I, looking back, and I think I meet LaCrease, I've Miss LaCrease, Mr. Guzman, we've talked about this in the past for lightly. And I've talked about this with other millennials around my age. And during that time, it was a lot of talk about courtship in the body of Christ. And so I think that some of it was a little imbalanced in a sense. So my answer to that question is going to be both. I think dating and courtship should both be used. And the reason I say that is because with dating, dating is like, should be not the way the world does it, but for Christians, dating should be more like an interview type thing. So it's like, hey, do you want to go on a date? So like, let's chat. Let's have some ice cream. You know, I don't know, go to Starbucks in the movies, whatever. Let's see if we are compatible, if this is something that we should pursue. And then the courting, which is, in my opinion, where the gentleman is showing you why you should pick him. You get what I'm saying? So he's, oh, come meet my family. Let me buy you this. Let me take you here. Let me do this activity with you. Because he wants to show you that I am a good partner for you. And I guess on opposite end, the woman, you know, can, hey, let me bake you this cake. You know, let me introduce you to my family. It's getting to know each other in a deeper level because there's an intent to possibly marry. Whereas dating is more like, okay, I am checking, I'm interviewing, I'm vetting to see if this is someone I should pursue a relationship with. Now, I want to add, before dating, there's a phone. We have phones now. So there's no reason why you can't. And, you know, half of that should be done over the phone. If you know the conversation is going left, then obviously this is not someone for you to even go on a first date with. After 1, 2, 3 dates, you should know if this is definitely someone you want to allow to court you as a woman or not. Mm-hmm. And so that's my opinion on that.
I agree. I definitely agree with that. Yeah, I agree that both is necessary because it's like two different stages. And I love your definition of it. Yeah, very good.
Thank you.
All right. So now let's talk about the courtship part. When we get to the courtship, you know, now, okay, you went through that vetting process. You kind of figured out, hey, maybe this person might be somebody I want to spend the rest of my life with. What are some fun things that you can do without compromising on your purity?
So if you want to have fun with the person that you're dating or courting, because like I said, it's kind of both.
Courting,
courting, when you're courting, you can do so many things. The thing is it's your friend. You definitely should focus on building the friendship of the relationship, because even if you choose to marry each other, if you get married, the foundation is going to be Christ, and then and of course the friendship that's going to hold the marriage. So do things that you would do with your friends. So I would say go to the movies, going to golfing, going to, like, my husband is really into NASCAR and those type of things. So we would go to the NASCAR that would come to South Florida sometimes. You can go to different events, plays, theaters. Just go to the library the museum. You can go check out museums. There are a lot of fun activities, conferences, business conferences, and then just trying different restaurants. You know, us Christians definitely like to go out to restaurants and eat. So different restaurants, and just enjoying each other's company. I feel like that's the time to do that. Have fun together. The thing that people need to be beware of, in courtship, when you're really getting to know each other and you want to walk in purity, is just not allowing yourself to be enclosed together for too long, for long periods of time. Because then that can kind of, depending on how intense the attraction is and where you are in your relationship, you know, it can be a temptation. And so you don't want to put yourself or the young man in that predicament. And so you have to be cautious of that. But going out, there's so many places you can go. I'll tell you a joke. When we were dating, we might have been engaged during this time. I don't remember, but probably engaged. We were probably engaged and we wanted to check out a restaurant here in South Florida. Mm-hmm. It's still well known, and they have a live band, and we're like, oh yeah, let's go out there tonight. And we prayed. I was like, oh Lord, we thank you for good parking. And we got a parking space right in the front. And when we walked in, sis, they were like, oh, the theme tonight is it was something very like sexual. Oh, erotic poetry. And we looked at each other like, oh no, let's get up out of here. Like, we're trying to keep it holy. We are not standing on no erotic poetry night. So that's kind of funny. But the whole point is we wanted to do something fun. We went to eat. We wanted to go eat at a restaurant with the live band, you know, and enjoy the music and whatever activity that they had. But, you know, at that time, obviously, because of our beliefs and values, we left because, you know, we just didn't want to hear that.
Right. Now, what are some boundaries, besides the ones you just shared, what additional boundaries do we need to place while dating or courting?
Okay, so with dating, I personally feel like you should, you know, in the primary stages, kind of course, get to know the person, but don't tell them your whole life story personally, like all, you know, like everything that is personal and private, you know, like where I live and where I work. And, you know, you could tell them, oh, you know, I'm in this field, but they don't need to know all of your personal business. You still are kind of getting to know who is this person as a whole to see if you want to continue to get to know this person. And then I feel that once you find out if you have the same type of values, and if it's somebody you think, hey, this is a eligible bachelor for me, then I do feel you should be upfront about your stance on sexual purity. So, you know, if you don't believe in sex before marriage, as the Bible says that you should believe, you let them know that, like, within, you know, the first couple of discussions, because both people need to be on the same page. When I met my husband, I told him that I didn't believe in sex before marriage, even though we went to the same church, because baby, you already know everybody could be in the same church, hearing the same message and living all different types of lives, you know, because people are at different places. I'm not judging, but people are at different places and stages in their lives. And when I told him that, he said, me neither. What did you think this was? And so that's really funny. So, yeah, definitely. And then in courting, when you're getting to know each other more, you just have to be cautious. I already mentioned it, but, you know, just definitely keep yourself accountable. You know, when we were courting, my husband's roommate would tell me, and his roommate was not saved. He would say, oh, if you want to spend the night here, you can. And I'm like, oh no, I won't be spending the night. but if that was a weakness of mine, who knows? I could have been like considering it, you know, and then like, oh, you know, I can sleep over. We won't do anything. But if you're attracted to the person and they're attracted to you and you're in flesh and blood and you're a real life person, the chances that something that you regret may happen, you know, so you don't want to put yourself in that type of situation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what do you say to those who think waiting for marriage is old fashioned, to, you know, waiting for marriage to have sex is old fashioned? What do you say to those people?
You know, people say that, but the truth is that it's still the best way. You can go right now, to this CDC website, the Center for Disease Control. So we can start there. And they will tell you, monogamous relationships are the healthiest, and abstinence is the only way to avoid getting, you know, these different diseases. And so abstinence until marriage, that's the pathway. That's the safe way. And God's word tells us that. So we didn't even have to, you know, you don't have to even do any research. You can just look to the word that's been here forever and see that God designed us, and our bodies are not made to engage in, you know, promiscuous behavior. It's just not. It's not healthy for us spiritually, mentally, physically. It's just not. And the waiting until marriage is just allowing yourself to not share your body with someone who is not going to stay with you. And as a woman, you know, you have the potential to get pregnant. You have the potential to have emotional ties to people. You know, it's just the best way to do it, honestly. And for someone that would say it's old fashioned, I mean, there's a lot of things that are old. It doesn't mean that they're bad, you know. Gucci and all these companies, these things have been around for like hundreds of years, but people are still, Louis Vuitton, they're still wearing these bags like, oh, look at my bag, because there's value, you know, value in it because of how long it's lasted. And people that wait until marriage usually have more, as far as some research that I've heard, that they are more, they're not distrusting of their partners. Like, they're not thinking, oh, that person's gonna cheat on me. And because they know that they both took the time to wait on each other. So that's what I have to say about that topic.
Awesome, awesome. And well, like, you're dating someone or you're courting someone, and what are some red flags that that person may not be for you?
So if you are always arguing over topics, that's not somebody for you. If your purposes and your callings don't align, definitely not somebody for you. So for example, you say, oh, I feel like I'm a missionary. Like, I want to be a missionary to India. And they say, oh no, I'm called to the nation of China. That's like obvious, you know.
Right.
You can't be places at one time unless there's a resolve saying, okay, we'll just both be missionaries to, you know, and go different places around the world. That's that might be kind of like extreme, but I think just as you get to know the person, if there are things about them that pop up, you just have to be honest with yourself and don't overlook it. If you see the person has a bad temper, or if they're triggered when you talk about certain subjects, they're not for you. And I'm only mentioning those because I would assume that in the preliminary stages of talking over the phone, that you would weed out as a Christian, are you saved? Like, are you saved? Do you go to church? Okay, what church do you go to? Oh, I don't go to church right now. Okay, well, what church did you go to before? Why did you stop going? Of course, you don't want to sound like an interrogator, but these are questions that you definitely need answered, you know, so you can see if this is someone that's even eligible for you to continue to talk to.
Right. All right. Awesome. Awesome. And here's my last question before we get into our little trivia game. What do you do when you sense the Lord is showing you who your husband is?
That's a really, really good question. What do you do if you feel the Lord showing you who your husband is? I would say pray, first of all, and whatever you were doing before, keep doing it. I personally wouldn't go to the person and say, hey, God told me that you're my husband, because that's a little strange. But I would say, okay, Lord, if this is your will, you know, if this is you speaking to me, then I thank you that it shall come to pass. And then I would just prepare myself. I would say, okay, what are the things? Because, you know, once you get married, now it's another assignment. It's another assignment. Right. So the things that I can do to prepare myself for this marriage that you're going to bring into my life. You know, if you don't know how to cook a meal, my God, get one meal down, okay? If you're not Yeah, if you're not really prayerful, because prayer is a huge part of family life, marriage. Yeah. It's not the only part, but you will definitely need to learn how to pray. I would go ahead and increase, you know, my prayer life. I would get some books on marriage, and I would begin to pray for the gentleman. You know, if I would recommend the young lady, whatever the guy's name is, you pray for him. Lord, I pray for his life. I pray for his future. I pray that your will be done in his life, Lord, if it's your will. Because the guy also has a choice, too. So, Lord, if it's your will for us together, I thank you that our marriage will be blessed. Lord, open up doors for him, you know. And then if that's who God has for you, your footsteps will meet and, you know, God will speak to him and he will pursue you. And let you know he's interested. But other than that, I would definitely not recommend going to him and telling him unless God tells you, you know, I'm not going to put God in a box, you know, but I just know what the word says, you know, whosoever finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord, and the way it's set up, the gentleman definitely would be the one to ask. Now, it doesn't mean that if you guys are in the same vicinity or work together or however you're situated, whatever the dynamics are, it doesn't mean you can't say, hey, how are you today, you know, and look your best and just look the prettiest that you know to look, you know. I'm not saying you can't do that, but don't be overbearing, right? That's all.
Right awesome. I know you have a book. I think it's called Worth the Wait. Yes. Tell us more about that book.
So, Worth the Wait is a collection of poems that I wrote when I was single to encourage me during the single season of my life, and I put them together and I just shared them with the world. They are very impactful. I've received so many good responses from women, and believe it or not, from men who have read the book. Because the words encourage them, you know. It's important for all young ladies to know that if your desire is marriage, that God hears you. God is the one that designed marriage. It wasn't somebody's idea. It was his idea. And if it's your heart's desire, he's going to do it in his season. So never feel like, oh, it's not going to happen for me. No, you trust God. You walk in your purpose. You do what he's called you to do. And he will send help. He always adds to the vision. You just got to get started in it and doing what God's called you to do. And that man of God will connect you guys together and give and allow that multiplication of grace and power and business anointing, whatever it is, to grace the earth.
Okay.
It's available, it's also available on Amazon.com.
Yes, we'll be sure to make sure we put that link in the description. So our listeners can have access to that. So please order that book so you can stay encouraged. Those of you who are single, to stay encouraged. And even if you're married, buy one and then give it to a single friend so they can be encouraged during their waiting season. All right. So how can listeners connect with you and anything you're promoting right now?
So right now, my single, because I'm a music artist, as you said earlier, my single Raining is available on all music streaming platforms. You can check out my music video for Raining on YouTube. It's on Charisse Lene TV. I do have a second book coming out really soon, as well as a course for Worth the Wait, and that will be available on my social media platforms, which are Instagram and Facebook at Charisse Lene.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Oh, thank you so much for sharing this. This was very enlightening and it was awesome. Thank you for coming on. But before we close, I like to always end with a little game. This game is easy. basically, I'm going to ask you some questions. It's called How God Wrote Charisse's Love Story.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. It's just three questions, but it's easy. So we would just want to hear how, you know, just to encourage our single sisters out there that God can write your love story. So, yeah. So first question, how did you meet your husband?
So I met my husband, Eastwood Morris, at church. I met him right in my own church.
All right. And how did you know he was the one?
I knew he was the one when, we were at church one day, and I was, I sing. I was singing on the platform, and the pastor went up and was talking, and I looked at him from the stage or from the platform, and he does sound, so he was at the sound system, and I saw him, and my heart just, I just felt the warmth of God in my heart, like a piece of God giving me an okay, like, yes, Sharice, it's well. Like, this is the person. And I hadn't felt like that in a long time. And so that's how I knew he was the one for me.
So how did he know you were the one?
Well, honestly, he told during our premarital counseling, he told my pastor that God told him I was his wife. And wow. So he hadn't told me that before. And so that's what he said. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. God knows me very well. And because of some experiences I had in my early 20s, I told God, please do not have any man come up to me telling me I am their wife, because I will not choose them. Like, I would not. because sometimes it's a little manipulative.
Right.
People do it. And so I'm so glad he never said that to me, because it would have really made me question if he was the one for me or not. Honestly, I'm being real.
Right. Absolutely. And last question, was it worth the wait?
Yes, it was, child. It was definitely worth the wait. It was definitely worth the wait. I'm glad that I waited. One thing that I always wanted, I'm going to cry saying this, but, you know, growing up, my mother was a single parent, and it was hard for her sometimes. My mother was a good woman, and she was not she was a good woman, but she, you know, the choice of men sometimes, and, you know, just wasn't always the best. You know, they show a good front, and then when it gets down to the nitty gritty, they don't do what they have to do. But she loves God, and she loved God. And she told us, she said, you know what, now that I'm born again, because, you know, she got saved after she had us. And she said, young ladies, I do not want you guys to go through what I went through. I want y'all to love God. I want you to wait until you're married. And I'm praying and believing God that you will, all of you, my three younger sisters, there's four of us, I'm praying that you guys will marry mighty men of God who will love you like Christ loved the church. And so from a child, after she implanted that in me, that's what I wanted. I wanted someone that was gonna love me and stay with me and be with me. My mom has since remarried or got married, so.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Oh, such a beautiful love story. I love it.
Thank you.
All right, so thank you so much for coming on our show. This will not be the last time. So it was a pleasure. You're welcome.
This was an honor. I'm so elated. I'm glad that you had me on here today.
Awesome. Thank you so much. All right, so we're going to close with our Destiny Nugget. It's found in Amos 3, verse 3, and it says, do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? So just like we spoke in this episode, whoever that the Lord has for you, make sure you're in agreement. Make sure you're in alignment, especially with God's will concerning both of your lives. So please connect with us at Invisiate on all social media platforms, and be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel called Destiny 31, Destiny Suite. So you can find that, Destiny Suite 31. I'll put all that information in the description for you so you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. So until next time, World Changer, have a great one. This episode was brought to you by Invisiate Creative Agency. Are you a DIY entrepreneur who needs help with their branding? Get our free Makeover My Brand course, helping you set the foundation for a consistent brand. The sign-up link is in the description.